We've heard a lot during the campaign about the U.S.-Mexico border and Donald Trump's plans to build a wall if he's elected president. Last week, Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd visited the border to hear what Arizona ranchers think about Trump's plans. Today, Peter takes us across the border to get a different perspective.
Medicina natural, adiós la bolsita. Medicina natural, adiós la bolsita.
Well, I'm standing here on a busy street corner in downtown Nogales, Sonora. It's a border town that's just south of Arizona. I'm looking at a barber shop and shoe stores. This is a typical city that you'd see along the U.S.-Mexico border. There's about 200,000 people who live in this city. They won't be voting on November 8th, but I can guarantee you one thing. A lot of people here are paying very close attention. Like here, at this soup kitchen, a few hundred feet from the international border, a priest is blessing a meal for weary migrants who've just been deported from the U.S. A few others are getting one last meal before attempting to cross the border illegally for the first time. After breakfast, I step outside with a few of the migrants to talk politics. That 2,000-mile wall that Donald Trump promises to build along the border has a special meaning here.
Claro que sí, sí va a funcionar.
Jesus Gonzalez says Trump's big wall could work. He was deported 3 days ago from Arizona, where he'd been living illegally with his wife and children for the past 19 years.
Sí, sí funcionaría porque sería realmente como la muralla china que está.
It would work like the Great Wall of China, he says. No one would climb it if Border Patrol was there to catch you on the other side. But Trump would never get the money to build a wall, he says. It's impractical.
Lo vamos a hacer y vamos a intentar cruzar.
Janet Zavala says a bigger wall won't work. Speaking through a translator, she explains how she left her low-paying office job in central Mexico for a chance to make more money in the United States. She says illegal immigration isn't going away, no matter how many barriers Trump puts up.
Probablemente, ¿no? Yo creo que eso quiere frenar la migración, pero los mexicanos siempre vamos a buscar la forma de cómo cruzar la frontera.
Probably that's what he wants to accomplish, but Mexicans were always going to find a way to cross the border.
Many of the migrants here in Nogales are rooting for Hillary Clinton. They say news of the election is all over Mexican TV and social media. Lamberto Rosas told me he started watching the debates with his wife as soon as he decided to leave home. If he got lucky and made it through the desert, he wanted to know what to expect on the other side.
Y que esté allá en el otro lado y que si gana y nos echa por fuera, pues todo va a ser en vano, todo lo que hemos hecho.
Yeah, he was paying attention to Trump's, you know, sort of platform of deporting everybody because it concerns him to, you know, making it all the way to the States and then for him to deport him. And if he makes it and he gets deported, everything will be in vain.
And that's exactly why so many American voters want Trump to win. Across town at a crowded city hall, I met the mayor of Nogales and his translator. She's also his aunt. Mayor Temo Galindo says Nogales is best known for its cross-border commerce. Every year, billions of dollars worth of Mexican-grown lettuce, cucumbers, avocados, and beef cross here into the United States. Drugs and human trafficking are moneymakers around here, too. And Nogales is also known as a way station for deported migrants.
They come sick, they come with no papers, they come with no money, and the city of Nogales is responsible for their well-being.
The city has two shelters, but they can only handle 400 people. Mayor Galindo says there's no way to care for more if Trump makes good on his promise of mass deportation.
If it does happen, Nogales is not ready for that. And that will cause a chaos.
There are people in the United States who would say, well, that's Mexico's problem, not the United States' problem. What do you say to that?
Obviamente, nosotros tenemos la responsabilidad de generar mejores condiciones.
What he's saying is that, yes, it is a problem of Mexico. But it was a problem of Mexico that was created by the United States because they did not have the sufficient people to do the jobs that all of these immigrants are doing right now. They worked for a lot less, and the United States took advantage of that.
Mayor Galindo says Trump's threat to end NAFTA and to seal the border would create economic uncertainty for the entire region. He saw how politics affected the economy firsthand in 2010 when the fight over Arizona's Show Me Your Papers immigration law put a chill on cross-border commerce. But Trump has already been something of an economic boon at this party store on the city's main drag. Way in the back, we find a row of piñatas on display. And there's one that's unmistakable with its swoop of yellow hair. Alma Cruz says a woman in Washington, D.C. ordered the papier-mâché man wearing a bright blue suit. Actually, he's almost the exact same size as you are. This is a big Donald Trump right here. Are they very popular? Have people been buying them?
Sí, sí, las compra. Son especiales.
These piñatas are special. People are buying them.
Where's the Hillary Clinton piñata?
If somebody orders a Hillary piñata, we'll have one for you here.
Donald Trump is more popular than Hillary Clinton?
Donald Trump es más popular que Hillary?
Sí, porque quieren darle palos.
Yes, because they want to beat him.
For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd, reporting from Nogales, Mexico.